Welcome to this latest edition of ILTA's Ask the Expert podcast series. I'm Christy Cole with ILTA, and today we're here with Vincent Cordo, Global Director of Client Value at Reed Smith LLP. Thanks for joining us, Vincent.
Thanks for having me. Looking forward to this.
The customer is always right is a mantra most of us are familiar with, but providing exemplary service to clients within legal requires direction, advice, transparency, and much more. In an increasingly competitive landscape, law firms need to recognize the needs of their clients and how every aspect of their operations affect clients. Vincent, how can a firm's internal processes affect a client's level of satisfaction?
It can affect it greatly, basically by helping track quality and metrics that clients find important to their business and their P&L is essential. And you can then run different satisfactory reports based on how you fared against their key performance indicators that you've helped them create and track. So traditionally, satisfaction surveys have been done through a series of questions and surveys to existing clients and external parties doing that type of research. What I'm suggesting is that with the work we do with pricing and project management is to tie that into KPIs and key metrics that are important to clients, and then rate yourself accordingly against how you come out of those deals. So I personally think those stats are going to be in value to show them how you do as a business relationship partner with them, but also how you fared on the deals you put together and how you can improve on both sides moving forward.
Well, I think this is kind of tied, but how does a firm's technology also play a role in providing great customer service to clients?
It is tied in. So the basic parts are you have your time entry, which ties into task codes. You have your budget planning, which would tie into ensuring that those task codes are aligned with the budget plans, which are then, in turn, tied into your finance system and your time entry systems. So you want to make sure all these systems interact. That, in turn, if e-billing is a factor, would have to be set up accordingly to e-billing. And systems like ViewABill, where a client can actually log in to one site and see all of their firm's performance. So all of those processes and procedures do tie in heavily to the technology. Now, the other piece is reporting, which is a real hot topic in the industry. What I mean by reporting is it needs to be a little bit more visually appealing, where you're giving a lot of data on a one-pager with bringing the person's attention to the right areas so that they can see how you're performing on that engagement or that particular portfolio. So the technology really helps there. The other piece is when you price things in the future, you obviously want to be able to search all of these data points and pull up relevant budget templates, relevant experience, so that you're not starting from scratch every time. There's a lot of technology out there that exists right now to do some of this, but we're also in need of more advancements in technology with AFA-type tracking mechanisms. So I see a lot of opportunity in that realm in the future.
So what are the top three things a firm can do to improve client satisfaction?
First off is to be responsive with true testimony and example for proper pricing and how you would project manage matters. That's number one. Number two would be then executing on what you've committed to them and showing them you, in fact, do have that ability to implement that AFA at that level. And the third thing is to report on it properly, coming up with more effective reporting for the client so that internally that really demonstrate the traction on the matter. And also you want to make sure while you're doing that reporting, you're tracking and auditing everything to see where you can improve and continue to build on your assumption lists so that before you price out, you can understand what you're up against each time you perform matter work.
Well, that's great. You've certainly given us some great food for thought there. That brings us to the end of our time, so I'd like to thank our listeners, and Vincent, another thanks to you for sharing your time and insight with us.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.